been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Justin McPatches, bitches.
Justin Jordan.
I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you!
Exclusively
on Not For Air Radio.
PodunkRadio.com.
Welcome to the grand return of the Jen and Bill Not For Air podcast.
Bullshit return, my ass, and Not For Air podcast. Let me get this straight, people. There's only one, and I mean, goddamn it, one Not For Air podcast, and it was not created on sunny 107.9 in fucking Palm Beach. It was created in the Palm Beach, isn't it? Hell, it was created in good old Stuart, Florida. And that is by myself, Matt Hickman, and Jeffrey Boots. And that's it. That's as simple as it fucking gets. So after all this time and all summer, since the beginning of the year when I've been bitching about this, they still fucking do it. Even if they don't write it down now as their logo, they're still saying it. You fucking bastards. People wonder why I get huffy with FM. It's because they fucking steal shit. You know? God damn. Anyway, welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com and or Metal Zone Radio as well. So that's always good. Metal Zone's awesome. If you're into really heavy metal and that kind of stuff, then Metal Zone's probably for you. See, that's the glory thing about this internet thing, is that you can go... Well, first of all, avoid Tumblr. Tumblr leads you to dark, dark places. Dark, dark, dark places. But other than that, you know, it's pretty awesome. I mean... Before, you were only limited to what frequency you had around your house. The buzz went pretty far, so I love the buzz. That's strictly online now. Nobody gives a shit, except me. And we got the Shark now that's down south that's actually pretty good to listen to in the car. But other than that, online, you can pretty much find anything you want. I mean, iHeart capitalized on it and was like, hey, we have a station for everything. You ain't got Podunk, motherfucker. Podunk and like No Sale and like Metal Zone and whatever other P people have shows out there, are all built on the idea of just having a fun place to go and listen to punk rock or whatever type of music that station plays. I'm sure there's a lot of hip-hop or techno ones out there, and hey, that's awesome. If you're into that, good for you. That works. But that's the beauty of the internet, you know? So now it's like, where can I find underground punk rock from all over? Podunk. You know, all these different shows. You got Sick Boys Radio, Loud, Fast, and Shitty's always pumping shit out every Monday and replay on Saturday. You got The Best Tables in Hell. You got The Brothers Grimm. You got Not For Air. You got Underground Horror Radio. So there's plenty of awesome shit out there. There's like no excuse. You know, you're not going to find it on FM, and FM is not going to play. Now, mind you, when I say that, FM in Florida, South Florida, is not going to play your local band stuff. I will, because I'm awesome like that, and I like to do it, but FM won't. It's as simple as that, you know? That's you know, I would like that, but here okay. Real quick, I'm not going to make this an entire podcast because I got music to play and stuff to promote. But I was on the Sharks Facebook page and website again. And, you know, like they have good music on there. And so I'm on there, and people are bitching about what they're playing again. And I'm just like, Christ, here we go. You know? I mean, Christ almighty, here we go. And that's just one of the things. It's like, look, you don't get it. And I understand that not everybody's a, you know, radio guy like I was or am. You know, not everybody understands why they don't play certain things. So I was reading up on it, so I'm not an asshole. It just basically comes down to like four or five companies that own the different companies that own the music. It's like a pyramid thing. And basically is they pay these stations to play, you know, these music and promote it. And that's why. It's all about that. And that, and they have commercials, and that's what pays the bills and yada, yada, yada. Why, this show, you know, and Podunk for the most part, well, Podunk really, is all based on the DIY. People send their submissions in, and, you know, like them, we'll play them. You know, if it fits what we're doing, it'll work. My show's a little more different. I kind of play almost anything I want, but that's kind of the fun of it. I'm not, you know, if you're a band and you don't sound like total shit, I'll probably end up playing you. I mean, that's just as simple as that. And there's no voting, and, you know, you don't have to rub me, you don't have to rub one out for me or anything like that, or, you know, maybe go behind the alley and, you know, butt fuck or whatever, anything like that. You don't have to do all that. Look, just be like, don't be a dick for one. If you're not a dick, you'll definitely be all right. If that's the first rule. If you're a dick, I'm going to tell you, I don't care how good your fucking music is, I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. Because you ain't that good. All right? You got to be humble and be polite. And that's how I am, you know. So, other than that, you're good. You know, if you're like, hey, you know, I like your show. Whatever. Here's some tunes. I'll listen to it. Be like, all right, I'll play it. You know, Break the Hero is a good example. Those guys are cool. I've been playing them forever. Prescription's great. You know, we have a lot of good local bands. Nation of Decay. We have the first ever Roundtable. We haven't done it since, but it was awesome. Ghetto Zombies. All great guys. All good and humble. And, you know, I work with them and stuff. So, anyway, it's time to play some more tunes. We'll be back.
Give me the blue light. say you want to leave this town. Another day, I kicks you in the face. Another day, cares in this place. Some days I don't think I can make it. Tie your boots tight, I care on your way. Sooner it'll be better tomorrow, another day. Tie your boots tight, I care on your way. Sooner it'll be better tomorrow, another day. We'll be right back.
Volume control is set. Do not readjust.
Readjust.
It sounds really, really, really good.
Turn it up.
And welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio on podunkradio.com. And also, don't forget, all the episodes are up on Podbean as well. So, you know what I like, right? I love it when a place that sucks so bad, so much ass, especially after they said horrible things about the punk and metal community, decide that they have to keep trying to rebrand their night because it's failing. And that's all they do. And it's stupid. And so they're at it again, the poorhouse. It sucks. And when I say that I hope to God that it gets shut down and then destroyed and turned into a dollar store, I fucking meant it. And I mean it now. God, I hope that happens so fucking bad. I don't want it to close and then reopen to something else other than a dollar store. I don't want it to be another bar or club with the same fucking jack-offs. No, you deserve to become a fucking Dollar Tree. That's it. That's your goddamn fate, and you fucking deserve it. Anyway, now that nonsense is over. Yeah, not much else going on. I switched it up there, a little M-ness. So, yeah. Look, not for air. We kind of just do what we want. It doesn't matter. We've been doing what we want for fucking years. It ain't going to change now, I'll tell you that. You did hear some Break the Hero, by the way, which is a fantastic, fantastic local band. They're having a busy weekend next weekend, actually. Now, they're playing this weekend with Spicoli at the Low Budget Bowl. So if you're into skateboarding and punk rock and other stuff, then you're definitely going to want to, you know, check that out. Now, let's get the next week here, calendar. It says, what's next week? Yes, there it is. And I'll be doing an interview with Break the Hero, actually. It'll be out probably tomorrow. But this is what it is. It's going to be OSF, Spicoli and the Menstruals, which is a new band. The Menstruals are popping up all over town. Next Friday night, along with, of course, Break the Hero and Playing with Blood. It is the Break the Hero split EP, which is Break the Hero / and also Playing with Blood on there. Joe Dyer's in both. So it's going to be at Oceanside. It's Dyer's birthday. It's also Ramsey's birthday, who's married to Micah. They're all having a birthday over at Oceanside as well, Joe Dyer. And, of course, the split EP release. So definitely come to that. Saturday, I'll be at PalmCon doing Underground Horror Radio. So if you're already going to go to the comic book collectibles show, I'll be there. But Sunday, there's also Stoked happening, which is raising awareness for more money for autism. That's on Sunday. Let's see. This calendar thing sucks. Stoked shows, here we go. South Florida Benefit for Autism Awareness, so that's awesome. It's going to be at Terra Fermata. It's at noon, $5 donation minimum. After 21, or after 6, you got to be 21. Starts at noon. There will be drink specials, food. There's vendors. You got El Brujo, Victoria Lee, Zach Jones, Deal James, Take Warning, Break the Hero, Not Spices, and Cody and the Qualified. So a lot of cool stuff. There's Open-Minded Treasures, Betty Gear, Organic, Touga Jewelry, and Creations by Tina. There will be more stuff. We'll be there, not for air. So very cool. Definitely check that out next Sunday. So we'll talk about it next week more as we get up on it, and then that's pretty much that. So anyway, there isn't too much else. I just read somewhere on Facebook about that they're trying to do some kind of festival, kind of like Conchilla. Is that how you spell that? Or Bonnaroo, out in Okeechobee, and call it Okeechobee. Which, if you don't know what Okeechobee is, if you look on the United States map and you go to Florida, there's like a big eye towards the end of the dick, which is the state of Florida. That's Lake Okeechobee, which you can visible from space. So that's pretty big. It's out in the middle of our state for the most part. It's not too far from where we are. And it is tons and tons of fucking woods in the middle of Florida. There is like nothing but woods and houses and a little bit of town. On the East Coast and on the West Coast, there's a lot more towns on the water. But in the middle, south, there isn't too much, because right underneath that's all Everglades. It's all swamp and gators and that kind of shit. So, yeah. So Okeechobee actually would be a good place to have a festival. There's a lot of space. But I don't know what kind of lineup it doesn't say. It's similar to Bonnaroo, I guess, which I don't know much about Bonnaroo. Obviously, it'd be cool to have a bunch of different factions of music, you know, some indie stuff, some punk stuff, some other stuff, you know, hip-hop, whatever. I think that's fine, because, again, I love punk, but I can't listen to straight punk all day. I go nuts. Same thing in any genre. I cannot listen to one genre all day. I have to switch it up a lot, so that's just me, which is why the show is a little bit so different that I play all kinds of different stuff. But anyway, yeah, that's happening. So I guess it'll happen in March, either next year or the year after. I don't know much about it right now. I think it's cool. I know that in October we have Fest up in Gainesville, which is a huge thing. I'll be at Spooky Empire instead, because Halloween. It's official. Underground Horror Radio is going to Spooky Empire. It's on the website. If you go under authors, guests. Nicole's picture's up there yet. I'll be up there soon. I got to it kind of late. She'll be doing her book stuff, and I'll be doing radio stuff. We'll be doing both. And we'll be there all weekend hanging out and fucking off. It's Halloween. So that's cool. Anyway, let's play some more tunes, because I don't know. I guess I have to do that.
Oh, the mistletoe hung with Because I have a stinking job that I hate? A family that doesn't respect me? A whole city that curses the day I was born? Well, that may mean loser to you, but let me tell you something. Every morning when I wake up, I know it's not going to get any better until I go back to sleep again. So I get up, have my watered-down Tang and still frozen Pop-Tart, get in my car with no upholstery, no gas, and 6 more payments, to fight traffic just for the privilege of putting cheap shoes on the cloven hooves of people like you. I'll never play football like I thought I would. I'll never know the touch of a beautiful woman. And I'll never again know the joy of driving without a bag on my head. But I'm not a loser. Because despite it all, me and every other guy who will never be what he wanted to be are still out there being what we don't want to be 40 hours a week for life. And the fact that I haven't put a gun in my mouth, you pudding of a woman, makes me a winner.
It's truly a miracle that I haven't done that yet. To be fair, though, I love my wife, and she's awesome. Anyway, so yeah, Not for Air, 5 years, St. Lucie, blah, 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 nobody cares. Boo-hoo. No, I'm just kidding. People care. Very little, but people care. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and put this out here since I'm giving out advice today. Oh, I'm not? That's fine. I'm going to get it out anyway. Anybody can do a podcast. It's true. But not everybody can do a good podcast. Now, as much as I joke around how this show sucks, and it does, I also know that it's put together pretty well because I know what I'm doing. But it also sucks. But anyway, I don't take myself too seriously. And really, you shouldn't. There's a lot of better shows out there than this one. For instance, The House of Savage is very good, but also very offensive, which is awesome. I like it. It's, I think, because we're going to do a crossover at some point. You hear me, Joey? We're going to do one. Me and Joey V are going to do one, and it's going to be fucking just phenomenal. We're going to do one where I'm on that show, and I'm going to have him on Not for Air. At least for an interview. I don't know. Well, I guess we could host a show, too. But anyway. So get ready for that kind of shit. I think the internet will melt. Because I'm going to give him free access to interview me about anything. And you know, it's going to be good. And he's awesome. Also, check out Com Castro podcast. That's pretty good. Dr. Wolfula, who is a guy on YouTube that does horror movie reviews, and among other reviews as well, actually does this podcast where it's really just himself. And the guy that actually plays the characters can changes up his voice high and low. And so it's really done with animation, too. He's got, like, you know, pictures, and they just go back and forth. But it's all up on YouTube. It's video. But it's, like, really good. It's entertaining, considering he's really talking to himself. But he's got it down packed with these two characters that, you know, it's like, it's pretty awesome. So I respect the hell out of that. So a lot of cool shows, like I said again. Pusher J and Princess Militia got a good show over in Metal Zone. They're running that shit fucking smooth. If you like metal, we have the Metalcast. We haven't done it in a while because everybody's kind of doing stuff right now. So it's one of those things that it doesn't necessarily have to be all the time. You know, the only ones that I think that I want to keep all the time that I don't miss if I can help it a week is this show and Underground Horror Radio. The Caffeinated Podcast, which is awesome too. We do whenever we can. Every couple weeks or so we'll knock one out. Cutthroat, like I said, we were trying to do every 2 weeks, but again, there's some stuff going on. Everybody's kind of busy. It's fine. So we'll get to that when we can again. Not a big deal. You know, that's why I put all this stuff on Podbean, too, because if you miss it or if you want to listen to some older stuff until we get the new stuff, it's all there. So, anyway, just FYI. But plenty of good podcasts. I mean, podcasts are like the major thing now, so everybody's trying to do one. It's not hard. FM, you're fucked. We're taking your fucking jobs. I know, I'm so mad about that still. Fucking Sunny. I mean, even they're doing a podcast. Essentially, they, like, ripped me off twice. They took the name Not For Air Podcast. Even if they put their fucking names in front of it, it's still not the same. It is the same. It's still Not For Air. And the other thing was that they're doing a podcast. You know, and I don't care about that part. It's FM. Of course, they're going to start doing after-show uncensored podcasts because fuck their regular shows, right? Unless you're Bubba the Love Sponge, he doesn't care. But all these other little FM stations with their local shows that are not edgy and not funny, that's what they're trying to do. And, you know, it's fine. That's, you know what? Keep using the Not For Air name, Sonny. And then one day, when some mother soccer mom, uptight soccer mom, who listens to your show that's, you know, one of those soccer moms that when their kids aren't around, they secretly smoke cigarettes because they're unhappy with their lives. One of those people that listen to your show because they have nothing else going on for them. When they listen to your show and they accidentally, for whatever reason, put in Not For Air and they accidentally end up on my stuff where I'm saying shit like this, where I'm talking about Ask the Mouth or whatever the fuck we're talking about or whatever band I interview that day, and they just head explodes lower, they end up on a Caffeinated, oh god. But you know, it ends up like an episode, you know, and Scene in Scanners, where their heads explode because they listen to this god awful show. That's on you, sir and madam. That isn't on me. I didn't do it. I know my target audience. Wait, I gotta look up Facebook real quick. They'll tell me what my target audience is. Target. I'm from New York. Where is that? Boston. I don't know. I'm from Florida. Well, notifications, insights, there we go. Not that Facebook's all that fucking reliable, because it's really not. Facebook's a fucking whore, and I hate it. Are you going to load or what, you bitch? God damn. Showing data. Just give me... Why aren't you loading? This is not on the phone. It's on a computer. Comcast has high-speed internet. Comcast is fucking full of shit. Anyway, see, this is what I do. I bitch and moan. I don't care. So, when I do need you to fucking load so I can fucking... Oh, will you do it now? You whore? Yeah, insights. Yes, give me insights. There we go. Look at that. What's my... Is it Reach or People? Women, I have some women fans, and I have mostly more men, male fans. But the age demographic is about 25 to 34, which is about my age. And then after that, it just gets really low. But it's almost non-existent for 13 to 17, which I'm really happy about, because I don't need kids listening to this shit. Still more men than anything. I guess it's a man show. I don't know. I tried having a woman on, but Jordan just fucking ruined everything, because she's a cunt. I don't know. I don't care. It's Facebook. Fuck you. Whatever. Anyway, our demographic isn't really for older people anyway. Hell, I don't think our demographic's really for anybody. Whatever. It don't matter. Nothing matters here with all this. You know what matters? Doing your thing and being happy. Just that's it. That's all that really matters. Go out, do what you are passionate about, and fucking have fun with it, and then that's it. Go do that. Don't worry about what everybody, if it may not work out, or if people think. First of all, fuck what people think. People are stupid, for the most part. They really are. I can't stand most people. God damn. But, you know what I mean? Like, do your thing. And fuck them. Certain people will get it. Certain people will not. It's as simple as that. That's what you need to succeed. Just do your fucking thing. I hear people bitching about, oh, we live in a high school fucking town, and blah, 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 and I can't get my workout, and blah, 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 but I'm not making any effort to get my workout, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, oh, it's, you know, people popularity. Look, I'm not popular. I know everybody. I'm cool with everybody, but I'm not, like, the guy everybody runs to. And I don't care. I got my friends. I do my caffeinated. I do this show. I'm happy. I got an interview with Break the Hero, which is a pretty popular band in town. They're just like, whatever, we're just here. You know, and those guys are awesome. They're all older. They're like my age or older. They get it. We're all like cool about stuff. It's whatever. Just do your thing. Do what I do. Here's what I do. If you got an event coming up, and although I should probably be on a flyer or two, and I'm not, doesn't matter. I will more than likely show up to the event anyway and do what I want. Because, well, once again, Justin McPatches and his radio will do pretty much anything I want to go do. Because that's what I want. I like these bands. I want these bands to succeed. And even if it doesn't reach millions and millions of people, at least somebody somewhere is playing their music and helping them out. And that's all that really matters to me. Do I get in the same return most of the time? Probably not, but it's fine. I don't care. Whatever. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Anyway, enough of that. We're going to play more music. We got some Gargantua Tarantula, which I think they'll hopefully be making new stuff soon. I hope. And, you know, whatever. We're going to play more music. Bye.
Walking steady faster, right? This is Blackout Shoppers.
We'll be right back. But I'm telling you, you can make it through. Don't change yourself, don't think the same. Don't try to play a different game. It's not worth it, it's not worth it. Don't feel like you were left out. Don't always think about your past. It's not worth it, it's not worth it at all.
Yeah, it's time to get the fuck out of here. We're done. Thanks for listening, as always, Not For Air Underground Radio here on podunkradio.com. Also, whatever. Fuck it, I'm out. No, really, bye. Thanks for listening. Metal Zone as well. Don't forget about Podbean. We're on there, McPatches Media on Podbean. Or just type in Not For Air podcast.podbean.com. Anyway, I think we're done. A lot of good stuff. Tune in all week long on Podunk for other great shows, like I said, better than this one. Plus, we got music playing all fucking day and night, people, so that's fucking great. Ric Flair would be excited about that. He would totally woo over that, so definitely cool. Yeah, we're done. I got nothing else, people. I'm out. I'm done. Say goodbye. Who am I talking to? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, guys. Does not matter. Does not matter. Who am I talking to? I don't know. Quit it. I know. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Well, anyway, bye.
This is Not For Air Underground Radio.